rocking.
A number of events will continue on the weekend as part of activities leading up to this country's premier cultural festival, Vinci Mass, dubbed the hottest carnival in the Caribbean. Fitzrin Francis, secretary of the Central Leeward Carnival Committee, tells NBC News that despite some of the challenges with planning and coordination of this year's festival, the committee is promising patrons an experience they will never forget.
At this point in time, we are under a bit of financial constraints. At an event in Leyu, to be specific, didn't have a turnout of persons within the community. Well, this weekend will be on the 22nd, which is Friday, the Queen Show, which will be held at the Leyu Hardcore. Also, the Juve, which will be held on the street of Leyu. Evening Jump Up, scheduled to be held at Barley.
Miss Francis said a major feature is the Miss Central Leeward pageant, where five young ladies will compete for the title, and she invited persons to attend the remaining activities for Central Leeward Carnival.
The pageant consists of five young ladies, two from Leyu, three from Barley. They represent Miss Tissue Road, Miss Betramy, Miss High Road, Miss Glebe Hill, Miss Devotion. It's scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. We have performance from persons within the community. Pan would be played, dance group. That's about it. The Central Leeward Carnival Committee is inviting each and everyone to our final roundup of our carnival event scheduled on the 22nd of February, which is the Queen Show, straight into the Juve and the Evening Jump Up at Barley at the 23rd.
Secretary of the Central Leeward Carnival Committee, Fitzrin Francis. Meanwhile, the Carnival Bands Association will be embarking on its first annual mass bands launch. Alvan Ali Cadogan, secretary of the association, said the event is being held due to the decline in such activity for Vinci Mass.
On May the 23rd, the Carnival Bands Association is having a carnival blast, first ever, and we hope it will continue throughout the years. What we notice over the years is there's been a decline in mass band launch. You find that, you have a tent, you have some music, you have your drawings being unveiled. Hardly anybody turn out to this thing. So this year, the proposal was laid on the table. My thing is to get mass bands a master launch where everybody could be involved and people can see the costumes live and see what they're paying money for. We would hope the general public will come out and support us.
Secretary of the Carnival Bands Association, Alvan Ali Cadogan. I am Radhika Stephen with NBC's Carnival Update.